It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez.
It is what it is means nothing.
And Reggie Adatula.
And that, my friends, is a scorigami.
Always live, always local.
713, what's the damn number? 572-462.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, that's the number. 713-572-4610. Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Let us know, what were your takeaways from a Rockets loss versus the Los Angeles Lakers national TV game? Second night of a back-to-back, if you want to find. Like, I love, especially in sports, like the natural kind of reactions, whether the game goes well for you, the bad, or goes poorly for you, the things that you can kind of throw out as defenses or excuses or what have you.
Or both.
Second night of back-to-back, always a good one, man. Like, hey, well, you know.
Yeah.
Second
night
of
back-to-back. What did you expect, man?
Second night of back-to-back. I actually don't think that factored in as much in this game, or maybe you think it did. 713-572-4610. Again, Figgy Fig hanging out, reading to the babies on this Tuesday, so salute to him if you want to give him a shout-out at the Figgy Fig on social media. But Lopez, you obviously watched this game. It was a very good one. The Rockets had the opportunity of fully clinching.
It was an important one.
Fully 50 clinching.
50 wins.
50
playoffs.
Wins and officially clinching playoff a playoff berth that they will go to, but it would just been nice to have that officially locked in. But unfortunately, they can't get it done versus the Los Angeles Lakers. And in this game, there was definitely some things that I think you could take away or maybe try and extrapolate. I'm interested in the one that you came to.
Well, it's funny because I was watching this game, especially the end of it, and it kind of reminded me of what we saw right before the All-Star break. This looked like a Rockets team that was kind of a step slow, not the best shooting. Second quarter they did all right, but not the best shooting. Defense was a little lax. They didn't create a lot of free throws, and you know, people will argue about refs and all that, but you create a lot of free throws as well, you know, with how you're playing offensively and attacking and all that stuff. It kind of reminded me of what we saw from the Rockets, which was alarming at the time, you know, at the end, right before the All-Star break. For some reason, I'm not as alarmed. For some reason, I'm not as alarmed this time. And the couple of the reasons why is while we're going down the stretch here, important games, big games that are going to maybe swing the postseason a little bit in terms of your opponent, but they have a rare couple of days off early part of next week. I believe Monday and Tuesday they have 2 days off, which is always good to kind of get your legs back under you. Then you get into the postseason, you get a little break before the postseason, just a couple more days, and then you're playing. Now, they might struggle in the postseason. It's going to be all new to them, etc. But I don't feel this is something that's going to linger. You know, I think it wasn't necessarily, because of the second day of back-to-back. I think a lot of stuff has just piled up. All these wins, the win streak, what was it, 11 out of 12, whatever it was.
Correct.
Whatever it was. It wasn't one of those nights, just a bad night, because there were symptoms there. They looked tired. They looked a little slow. They missed some shots. Şengün and Jalen Green, were off. Jalen Green had 9 points. But there were some symptoms, but I'm not as worried because I think they can recover from this a little easier.
All right. So yeah. I agree with you that I don't know that there was a ton of things that were super alarming, right? The shot making it's a make or miss league is what they say. Mm-hmm. The shot making wasn't there in the same way that you would hope. And you saw that it was kind of ugly back and forth early on in the game for both teams in some ways. But one of the things that I thought was interesting is actually, and maybe I need to ask a question before I even get here. Is this fair? Because I was thinking about this and I'm like, did this expose a level of maybe a way at trying to get at the Rockets? And of course, not every team is going to be able to do this or what have you, but does this expose something? Or am I being overreactionary?
Well, what is it?
I think that the Lakers did a really good job of packing the paint on the Rockets. They did a good job of and I don't know that they necessarily just everybody got in, but what they did was obviously guys are defending their guys on the perimeter, but they're taking an extra step in so that they can help in, or they're helping off their players a little bit.
They're crashing better.
They can crash in a little bit easier and make it difficult for guys to get downhill, which I think it helped a little bit when it came to not necessarily Rockets not necessarily getting as many foul calls. Although there was some Lakers privilege that displayed itself in this game, right? But not getting as many foul calls, not scoring as well because it's a team that definitely likes getting downhill. And I wonder if that is something that teams are going to be able to replicate, saying we're going to dare you to knock down shots. And of course, this was a game in which they knocked down shots at an okay rate, but they just didn't get a ton of them up. But then I also wonder if they're going to dare them to knock down shots, not going to allow them to get into the paint, and really more importantly, add more people that makes it more difficult for the Rockets to do the thing that they do really well, which is get bored.
I think this is something that teams have periodically tried on the Rockets, going back to last season. I think that's the formula, try to dare them to make shots. Now they've been, obviously somewhat better at doing that, but no, I don't think it necessarily is exposing something. I think it's been exposed. I think it's something that, that's the template. That's the way you try to beat the Rockets. And if you're successful and Şengün isn't getting a lot done, at the high post or whatever, then you're going to win. And it was like a close game that never really felt close.
It felt close to you?
No, I felt like the Lakers were just always kind of like staving off the little runs,
specifically the fourth quarter. Yeah,
especially the fourth quarter, but in the second quarter was it tied at half? Anyway, it was close at half.
It might have been a 1 point game, 48-47, if memory serves.
It was close at the half, and then after that, they could just stave them off. It was like one of those games, like you kind of knew the Lakers were in control, even though it was very gettable. And I think a lot of that has to do with what you're talking about, like the Rockets couldn't ever make that big shot,
So there's that.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And yes, I mentioned the Lakers privilege, and people already started talking about some of that, right, when it came to it. There was weird stuff, including, can you give me this, Byron, Tari Eason, at one point, just a monstrous jam, a little 17 on 17 crime. Tari Eason wears 17.
How dare he look at his teammates.
of the Lakers wears 17 and a monstrous, thunderous jam that ended like this.
Because this was a beautiful move on Finney Smith. Great. There's the dunk. Well, he said something. Oh, come on. Come on, man. Oh, you knew how I was going to react on that. Are you kidding me? Come on, Trey Maddox. You're better than that. This is the NBA. I can see in college, high school. Stop it. Come on, man.
Shout out to Reggie Miller, man. Like, Reggie Miller, I don't always love his analysis, even though I am his namesake, and I believe I'm at least in part named in honor of him or what have you. But yeah, man, I think he's 100% right. Like, that was an atrocious technical foul to give, especially when you consider the opponents here.
Yeah,
LeBron James and Luka Doncic are notorious complainers or talkers, and they don't have that same level of feel, and it felt like there's Lakers privilege pop.
It was absolutely Lakers privilege. He was looking at his teammates. Now, I'm not going to say he wasn't necessarily looking at his teammates and talking at, you know, to the defender, but nevertheless, it shouldn't have been a tech anyway.
All right. So one more thing that I think is an interesting takeaway that's we've seen a few times on the text line. Speaking of Ime Udoka decisions, and I think it really filters down to one decision in particular: the end of the game. Where you get to about 3.5 minutes out, or 3.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and Jalen Green, who has really come on in the last month or so at least, but over the entirety of the season, not just as the scorer that you knew him to be capable of, but also a little bit playmaking wise as well, he sits down and Reggie Miller asked a question to, again, give him credit on the national broadcast. Like, who does this team go to late in the game? And I don't think that's novel. Obviously, you've brought that up. Many people have brought that up about this Rockets team. But I think it demonstrated itself in this game, because I actually took down notes on where the Rockets attempted to go, what they attempted to do in the last possessions of this game. They went to a Dylan Brooks mismatch post-up against Austin Reeves. And then that led to a turnaround fadeaway jumper that missed. Shangoon post-up. High post, mind you, double team. He dropped it off to Jabari for a push shot that went in. There was another Fred VanVleet screen, or a Şengün screen on Fred VanVleet's man that led to a dump down to Amen Thompson in the low post, and another one that was stolen. Right, yeah. And so a couple of instances trying to get it down to Amen in the post, and then like there was another swing, and then an entry pass to Şengün that was stolen as well. Like, it didn't go well, but it felt like, without Jalen Green on the floor, there wasn't like a particular guy that they went to. Although if I tried to focus to a couple of them, it was trying to get the ball to Amen down low. Yeah. It was trying to get the ball to Şengün in the general post area, paint area, if not the restricted area.
Look, I think, you know, it's an old story. Jalen Green is, I think Jalen Green has taken over that role, but he can still be somewhat erratic. Maybe it was fatigue, whatever it was. So they had to find something else. I think it's Amen Thompson. I think you have to go with Amen Thompson, and I don't think they did a good job. Maybe starting with Şengün and seeing how they play him, and then getting the ball on a drive or a back cut or something like that to Amen Thompson. But it's not a new story. Like, they don't have. We've been asking it for 2 years. Who's the guy? Who's the guy? I think Jalen Green is the guy, but it's sort of, I guess, flighty sometimes with him. Yeah.
And I think that's tough, because if you're having which he wasn't having a good game. He ultimately finished with 9 points, right?
No.
He wasn't having a good game, and I imagine that was some of the reason why Ime did not go to him. But considering how difficult it looked just in general, when you're like, hey, you don't have another guy that you feel great about just getting the ball specifically to them, I do wonder if you go, hey, this is the guy that we need him to be, so just put it in his hands and let him, like, win or lose with him. In that moment, especially as he's gotten better at, you know, making the right play, trust him to try and make the right play through a relatively tough game. I think that's what you do for a guy who you're trying to develop into that. I think that's the one complaint that I would have about Ime in that game.
I don't mind that. I don't mind giving him the opportunity to fail in that. Because I do think it's going to be, Jalen Green. But in that situation, you know, one thing we have to remember is if there is a blind spot with this team and really Ime Udoka, it's figuring out the ends of games offensively. So it also points to Udoka and sort of like where he's looking, what he has the most confidence in. I don't know if he has the confidence, especially last night, in how much confidence he has in any of those guys.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I think the big takeaway for folks, the Rockets still don't have like a specific closer. Mm-hmm. It feels like, at least the way that they view it from the way that they played it at the end, if they have someone who's hot, they will go there. The tough part about it is when you have a night when someone isn't hot, how do you handle that?
Yeah.
And it kind of sucked that you did not have Jalen Green playing those last few minutes because it was...
I'd have still gone to him.
It was Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It was literally the day when he was named Western Conference Player of the Week. Yeah. He literally was named Western Conference Player of the Week coming off of a week where he averaged damn near 29 points a game, 7 boards and 4 assists. Mm-hmm. And then he was not on the floor to close out the game. I did not love that. but you go again, right? It's still a very good team. They're still going to have an opportunity in the next couple of days to get back after it and, you know, fully clinch the playoffs and get themselves back rolling. But just a little bit of a tough loss to the Los Angeles Lakers last night. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day, inspired by some Cougs fans that have already set up a nice trek to San Antonio to watch U of H face off against Duke in the Final Four. What's the most extreme length that you've gone to just to watch your squad? Text it in on the Jim out of the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.